Hi, everybody. Let me just tell you about reckless drivers. There's an uplifting topic. Listen, bottom line, if you're in a vehicle, you're at risk because people are dinglings and don't know how to drive. If you get injured, call David Femininio. You can pick up the phone right now. Speak to David personally by calling 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, we'll get to the Lions at 3 o'clock. Lots to discuss. I think I have a way to broker peace. Also, Las Vegas's reaction to all of your injuries. And I think the Hutch thing is a complete absurdity. So yeah. If you're going to peddle that here, I just encourage you to call a different show. The guy was limping into the stadium Sunday. Yeah, you're not playing in a month. But thank you for that. Just take care of yourself. You have a all-pro career ahead of you. You have a $200 million contract. You know what I don't want to watch? Hutch at 60% as the emotional leader, snapping his leg in half like a pencil. I'm good. We'll get to it at 3. Rico, you asked the question. I'm going to give you the answer. But first, ticket texts. What do you have, David?
Somebody guarantee Kenny a hot bowl of raccoon gumbo, and he's all in for the game tonight.
I don't think that's available at the concessions.
Is it true that the Pistons are also retiring Rico's quarter zip this week? So he's getting retired by OU and the Pistons this week, someone said.
Yeah, it's really a house award. It's like when the Miami Heat retired the fans.
It's just
jersey.
Everything, yeah.
It's more universal. Like, they put Elton John in the rafters. That's Rico's crested
jersey. So when the Wings play there, they'll see the zip up there. There you go.
Yeah, it's right next to Ted Lindsay. Lindsay, Delvecchio, beard. Q-zip.
I hear they're handing out souvenir replicas of Rico's silver bowl to the first 500 fan. That is from Mike.
It's perfect. Oh, the old cucumber bowl. Oh, man. That bowl was a real movement. All right. So let's do this. You asked the question. I wanted to do this before we get serious with the Lions. Ready? I need all of you to tell me, do you buy this or not? A New Jersey mayor warned Tuesday that the troubling drone sightings over the state may be linked to missing radioactive material. Although federal officials say the amount poses no serious threat either way, Belleville Mayor Michael Mellum said the drones flying in a grid-like pattern over his Essex County township appear to be, quote, looking for something. What might they be looking for? Maybe that's radioactive material, he told Fox TV's Good Day New York. It was a shipment. It arrived at its destination. The container was damaged and it was empty, Mellum said. The U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission has issued an alert regarding a piece of medical equipment used for cancer scans that was lost in transit December 2nd while being shipped from NASA Cancer Center in Newfield in Gloucester County in southern New Jersey. The device was to be properly discarded, but its shipping container arrived at the destination damaged and empty. The item known as a pin source contains radioactive chemicals that I can't pronounce, editorial, which are used in PET scanners to calibrate accuracy. The radiation is deemed less than Category 3 on the atomic energy scale, which means unlikely to cause permanent injury to individual or contain a small amount of radioactive that would not cause permanent injury. News of the equipment caused alarm on social media, and some people are speculating the drones patrolling New Jersey skies are scouring the area for the radioactive waste. Rico, buy or sell? This is the latest on what's going on in New Jersey. Cat Williams.
I'm not buying this at all. Like, this is the best that you can come up with. It's radioactive materials. Yeah, that'll calm people down. We lost radioactive material. Yeah, that's what you want to tell people right before the holidays. Happy holidays and avoid that glowing drum of ooze. Yeah.
Hold on now. This isn't The Simpsons, but yes, point taken. David, buy or sell?
No, I'm selling. Selling hard. Come on, man. No.
0-2. Kennicott, buy or sell?
I'm going to sell it, but I would love to buy it because it sounds like the beginning of like the next Iron Man movie or something like that happening. I'd love to buy
Tony,
it, Mike, but
Tony
I'm
Stark and, yeah. and Stark Industries is providing the drones. No, look,
Mike, no. Kenny, it ain't even an Iron Man movie. This sounds like the next, you know, apocalyptic type of series on HBO or something where, and we lost some stuff in New Jersey and now we've come to the end of days.
Listen, all I can tell you is this. They're not going away. You're not getting an answer. You've got thousands and thousands and thousands of tips on these tip lines. No one's willing to say a word. The government won't cop to it. There's a theory that certain levels of government, there might be 12 people that even have clearance to know what's going on. Therefore, the FBI wouldn't know, or therefore the White House wouldn't know, or 90% of the Pentagon wouldn't know. I'm just telling you, like, if this was some kind of like Rico Beard alien attack fantasy, I don't buy that. I think clearly they're testing something. I think it's data collection. That's what I think it is. I think they're testing these things to see what data they're collecting off the ground. Do I think they have payloads? Do I think they're, you know, strapped with bombs? No. But I just feel like, look, in the end of the day, the government doesn't care about us, Rico. They don't owe us anything.
Correct.
They've already made that much abundantly clear. So it's just the idea of maybe they're scanning for nuclear. I mean, New Jersey's got like 9 nuclear sites. Maybe it's just a test before they send them overseas into one of their far-flung wars that they're in that we don't even know about. I don't know. But I
but
can't
do you
stop.
Have to
the story's
lie to
too
us?
Good.
Yeah.
Yes. Come on. Yes, they do.
That's the thing. Like, this is... I'd rather you just simply say, you know what, it's top secret. No need to worry, but it's something top secret. Okay.
Oh, the old, we know what we're doing, we promise?
Yeah. Guys, we know. Quit calling. This is just a test. It's like the fire drill you had in school or the EA system that we run here on the station. It's just a test. Don't worry. Go back to your regular.
Yeah, it's not a
program.
Real bomb.
Right.
This is just a test.
Right. That's where I'm at. But yeah, this because yeah, that calms the fears. Well, we kind of lost some stuff, but don't worry.
Okay. Hey, listen. I wanted to provide the latest and greatest before we go down the lion's rabbit hole. People, if you're not obsessed with the story, still respect. Not mad at you. I am. I can't get enough of the New Jersey drone story. Because it's completely absurd.
Mm-hmm.
The idea of thousands of these things flying over the state of New Jersey. I mean, come on. From on surface, imagine if this were happening locally. Imagine if they were centered around Metro Detroit. Are you kidding me? We'd be talking about this every day.
Yes.
Yeah. It's unbelievable to me.
But yeah, but this is... And for such a gigantic metropolitan area, mm-hmm. No answers, nothing coming up. If this were going on in the middle of Nebraska, Iowa, all right, you know, no one would care. You're New Jersey, New York, like these gigantic drones, no big deal. Well, we lost a couple things. Drones are just trying to help us find them.
And again, this happened just yesterday. A New Jersey pilot claims his drone spun out of control, lost power, and completely died as he directed it towards one of the drones flying in his neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. To me, this seems like some type of an experiment that only 10 people know why they're doing this. I don't know if this is to see how people react to fear. It could be just that sadistic. Or, you know what? Can we knock out power if we need to in certain areas? That's what I'm believing.
I'm telling you. All right, David, a couple ticket texts, and then we're going to get to business. We'll do a little football today. And yes, we'll get to the Lions. I just wanted to start with a couple of fun things because, honestly, this Sunday was depressing. Yesterday was depressing. It's the holidays. I can't do 4 hours every day of Lions injury sadness. So I'm going to try to do something decent today and offer a way forward. And it's not going to be lying to you and making you promises like the Tooth Fairy that Hutchinson's going to be back and that everything's going to be okay. No, it's not okay. And even Las Vegas has responded to your injuries in a major way. But we're going to talk about, okay, how do we make it okay in the short term? What can we do to all rally behind it and chart a shorter-term goal before we worry about the longer term? That's what I'm focused on at 3 o'clock. David, ticket text.
You guys can laugh at it, but I believe it's true. These drones can sniff radioactive material. I believe it 100% true. That's what they're doing. Jody in New Haven.
But, Jody, the problem would be one medical device shipment. You know, this isn't a squadron of warheads. That would be the issue I have with this. You mean you would cause widespread panic for one piece of medical device equipment? Mm. Standardized, nonetheless?
Yeah. Brought to you, yeah, and trust the people who somehow lost this equipment to say, no, but it's okay. But it's powerful enough that we got a bunch of drones scouring the state. But it's just one thing, and don't worry about it. Yeah, everything about that says worry about it.
From Corey, he says the drone shut down an Air Force base in Ohio this past weekend. Yeah, something's up.
Ooh. I mean, once again, David, idiot. Normally when people say don't worry about something, that's when it ranks right up there with, hey, you know, I'm not racist, but next thing out of your mouth is about to be something pretty
bad.
Now,
how did you know Kenny just said, I'm sorry.
Kenny, I'm Kenny Cott. I've got plenty of black friends. Tell me more. You choose.
Oh, sell the explanation. Why have
they been... I love basketball.
Are you a fan of Tiger Woods?
Leave Doug alone. Doug sounded tired today. Doug needs a nap.
Sell the explanation. Why have they been spotted in almost every state? It's government bullcrap, and we are in trouble. Paul from Harper Woods.
Oh, Paul's going into the bomb shelter with about 3,800 cans of soup.
It's like an episode of 24. Where's Kiefer Sutherland when you need him?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I can't get enough of the story. Now, I gotta get up on the story about the Ohio base, but all right. Well, I got plenty of time coming up. Let's do the business. We start with football. We start with that disgrace of a Monday night double dip and issues around the league. We'll get to the Lions momentarily. It is 97.1.